When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to the Coaching Youth Hoops Podcast.
They're playing basketball.
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 Here's our hosts, Steve Collins.
Steve Collins.
And Bill Flitter.
Bill Flitter.
All right, welcome to Coaching Youth Hoops.
Coach, how are you?
I'm all right. Spring is in the air.
It's getting there. Yeah, it's sunny in California today.
First of all, we pre-record some of these, but it's sunny every day in California.
Somewhere. Maybe not by me every day, but somewhere.
Just about every day. What are you talking about?
Just about every day, I know. At least good weather, right? We pay for it, though. It's very expensive for that weather that we have.
Yes. Yes. You pay for it in a lot of ways. Yes, you do. Hopefully California doesn't fall into the ocean.
Oh my gosh. You know how many times I hear that from people from Wisconsin?
That's a common thing.
It's going to fall. Yeah.
We must have learned that from some history book because we both went to Wisconsin schools.
It had to be, right?
Something. Somebody
the way
somewhere.
The plates work, and yeah, it's at the end, it's going to fall off. Yeah. So, and we get earthquakes, of course. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never experienced an earthquake, have you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nothing too large like they had in 89, but I mean, there's definitely like, how long is this one going to last? Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Rattles the house.
Have things fall off shelves and...
No, not that big. Knock on wood. So, yeah, nothing.
How far are you from a fault line?
30 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, does your homeowner's insurance cover that?
Homeowner's insurance in California? What?
Do you have that? You have that, right?
Yeah. Anyway, we won't go into this subject. Okay. It's a sore subject for Californians right now because everybody's pulling out of California home insurance. One has to do with the Fed, it has to do with the state government, but two also has to do with the fires that we've had for the last number of years during the drought. So they're all pulling out.
It's same with Florida too. In Florida,
is that the same thing?
Yeah, with the hurricanes and stuff.
Oh right, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Hey, we talk about everything at Coaching YouTubes. That's us, right. Bill and I just catching up when we talk to each other. What this is.
All my California coaches listening to this are like, they're nodding their heads, and everybody else is like
what?
Come on, guys, get to the subject.
All right, we're going to talk. This is a special subject to me because I did this with my son, and this is about 3-point shooting at the youth level.
Yeah. And guess what they all want to do?
Shoot threes.
First thing you do in the gym, second grade on up, they're trying to shoot threes. Oof. Right?
Yep. Yeah. I didn't let my son shoot a three until he was in middle school.
So what, fifth, sixth grade you're talking
sixth
about?
Sixth grade.
Yeah. Yeah. And why is that?
Because he wasn't strong enough and I didn't want to mess his form. And I still had to fix and I still had to fix his form between ninth and tenth grade because he's still a little bit of a shove, a push. Than,
yes. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So here's the issue with 3-pointers is it's distance, strength, and form, and they don't have the strength to get it to a 10-foot hoop. It'd be like you and I shooting on I did the math. It's like an 18-foot hoop.
Right.
Be like you and I shooting on an 18-foot hoop. Like, I can't get that. I mean, I got to, like. Because I got to get it up.
You really got to shove, right?
So all of a sudden, if you're fine with that, you're going to have to change the form at some point, or it's going to be horrible when they're in third grade and they're trying to shoot threes.
Okay, here's a challenge question for you, though. with proper form. Proper form, we have proper form.
Yep.
Okay. I'm shooting with my legs. I'm lifting,
Yep.
they got
There
tapping my
aren't many
toes.
fifth graders that can do that.
But it's possible.
Yep, and it's possible for me to win Powerball too. No, it is possible. Those are what we would refer to statistically as outliers. There aren't many third graders that can do proper form from that distance.
They have proper form inside, but pushing it, the ball that, yeah, I agree with that. But I think
So there
you
might
have
be a
to.
fine line between third and fifth, but I don't. I mean, we could probably count on one hand in the state of Wisconsin the number of fifth graders that have perfect form, third graders that have perfect form from 3-point line.
I actually played against a player one of the last tournaments, fifth grade girl hit two threes with. I was, you can imagine, I mean, one of my
Yeah.
specialties is shooting form,
Right.
and I spent, right? And my mouth was open. She had perfect form from the three-point
Yeah, and you
line.
know why your mouth was open? Because it was
Because,
like
yeah.
seeing a unicorn. It was an
Right.
outlier. It was something that wasn't normal. It
That
was like,
wasn't
oh my
normal.
gosh, perfect.
No.
Caitlin Clarkson.
She's
Oh,
probably, I'm sure she was shooting
I'm
threes
sure
at
she was,
early
but
age.
she's not
Yeah.
normal.
Yeah.
LeBron was probably dunking in fourth grade.
Yeah.
Giannis was probably, I mean, okay, yes. And
Yeah.
it might be your son or daughter that you're listening, but statistically speaking, probably not.
Well, let's talk about when do you think that they're developed enough where, okay, now this
So
is the year that we should start.
So shooting wise, you should just slowly move them out. Like, so it's almost like getting a driver's license. Okay, let's shoot six footers. Let me watch your form. Okay, you can shoot any six footer you get because your form looks
Yeah.
good. And then you move them slowly out until they get to the 3-point line.
Yeah.
It's getting, when can you pass the test to do it?
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
You know what I found too, Coach, is crazy. The magic 3-point line. So imagine the 3-point line and you have your heels on the inside, touching the 3-point line though. So the back of your
Right.
heel is touching the 3-point line. Okay. I can shoot and I can, this is, me teaching my kids, right? I can shoot and make shots from there. Then I s step over the 3-point line, right? That's a psychological thing where I'm like, oh, now I'm at the 3-point line and my shot is all wonky and I can't hit anything. So it's overcoming that that magical 3-point line barrier, psychological barrier as well.
Yeah,
And your wife can probably speak to the psychology part of that.
there is. It's like the worst
Yeah.
shot in bat. What is that? The worst shot in basketball? That middle,
Oh yeah. The one when you're yeah, the
like a
long two.
the long two.
Yeah. But yeah, again, obviously player specific, and you gotta know your players, but if we're talking about a general rule, yeah, you can start practice fifth grade for boys, sixth grade for girls. Again, general rule, right?
Right. I don't
What I
think
don't,
there's
I'm
a,
throwing that out there.
yeah, I don't think there's a perfect, it's like a perfect answer to this.
Well, there is in the sense of if they're in third and fourth grade and they're you're forcing them to jack threes, you're going to have a
Threes.
lot of work to do
A lot of
when they get
work.
older.
A lot. And that's the issue, is like, is it important to
Yeah.
win that third grade game and on a Tuesday and whatever, or is
Right.
it more important to work on form? I know. I think the form is,
Yeah.
yeah, much more important. All right. Anything else, coach?
No, just keep the kids in and start work, work on form. I love your solutions. Start them up close, work them back. And if they, if they're progressing, then just keep on going.
Yeah, we got some great stuff in coachingyouthhoops.com too for shooting and all sorts of stuff.
Drills, yeah,
Drills
absolutely.
and all that stuff. So go over and check out coachingyouthoops.com.
All right, coach, see you next
Right.
time.
Till next time.
Sports Social Podcast Network.